Hashtag Radio. Every day, 1 to 4 with Avril. Only on Casey 107.7.
Yes, it's Tuesday and it's time for our Artscape feature. Unfortunately, not 3:30 as usual, but for today, it's 2:30. Simone Herendeen is the senior manager at Artscape. She's going to tell us what happened, what we've missed actually, and what we can expect. Simone, once again, it's nice to have you again on KC. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I hope the sun is shining as nicely in Paarl as well as shining here in the city. So it's always nice to have the sun out, nice to get some warmth, but obviously we do need the rain. And it's always nice to be on Radio KC on a Tuesday afternoon, although it's an hour earlier.
Yes, unfortunately. Simone, what have we been missing the last couple of weeks that we haven't spoken?
Not much, unless it's Swan Lake, but then Swan Lake was sold out like 3 years ago already because it was supposed to have been at Artscape in 2020, but then, of course, lockdown happened. But I think this week what is exciting is that for those who are into ballet, is the last 2 days left of the South African International Ballet Competition, and it is a host of participants from the ages of 9 right up to 25, from countries from across the world, from China, Korea, the UK, Cuba, that will all be competing, and the gala event is tomorrow night. Tonight, if anyone is still coming through to Cape Town, to the city, or sleeping over, is also a very short documentary on Johar Mosovol. And for those who are not to clue up, Johar Mosovol is now in his 90s. He was one of the very first non-person of color to perform at Artscape during the apartheid years, and then also when he was doing ballet at the London Royal School of Ballet, he performed for the Queen Elizabeth II at her Golden Jubilee. So that's what's on this week, and for the jazz lovers, they need to get the tickets fast for the Mandisi Keyantes Jazz Orchestra concert. It's one show only this Saturday. And tickets, there's still one or two tickets that's available. So that's what's on for this week. And then I would like to go into the Planned Women's Humanity Festival that runs throughout the month of August at Artscape. All the information is on the website, but we've got a jam-packed program and also paying tribute to Fatima Dike, that's a South African theater icon that's celebrating 35 years in the theater world. She was born in Langa, and the suburb of Langa is also celebrating 100 years of existence this year. We've got a host of productions, including Mekonse Krunk, Dope St. Jude Live, Ad Club Drag, Mike van Fran with the Added Coming, and then also a community gala concert in Langa itself to celebrate Women's Month. So it's a jam-packed festival running from the Tuesday, the 1st of August, right through until Sunday, the 27th of August.
Yeah, someone mentioned to me and asked me, Avril, please ask her about this Women's Month, that's Artscape's Women's Humanity Festival that you're planning. And now you gave us enough information. So use, as you said, on your social media, you'll get more about this.
Yes, on the social media and the full program, especially with the Women's Festival, because there's days of the 1st, 2nd, the 3rd, the 4th, the 5th, the 6th, the 8th, and obviously the 9th. I think I just want to chat about the 9th quickly. If there are especially groups of women that would like to join our annual Humanity Walk, we're paying tribute to the one of the first victims of gender by recorded victims of gender-based violence, which is Kritova, who was the interpreter to Jan van Riebeeck. There's the Humanity Walk, and this is the 17th year that we would be doing the Humanity Walk. Actually, the 15th year, because obviously we didn't have walks during the lockdown period. So on the 9th of August, it's a jam-packed program. There's also the Knit and Natter, that's knitting warm blankets for the elderly. And in the festival launch itself is on Saturday, the 1st of August, where we will be paying tribute to Fatima Dike. But as I said, the full program is on our website, which is www.artscape.co.za.
So all these events start at a certain time. The one that you just spoke about, the 9th of August, is the walk, is there a specific time, any route?
the 9th of August, the walk starts at 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock in the morning.
Okay. So anybody's welcome. Groups, individuals.
Everybody. And it's open to all genders, whether it's male, female, gay, straight, children as well. Everyone can join in the walk.
Any else that you want to share with us, Simone?
There's lots of exciting things happening at Artscape later on in the year. We've got the author of Sex and the City, Candace Bushnell, coming up. We've got the exciting Invuvu Choir coming up later on in August. Later on in the year, people want to start planning for their end-of-year functions. There's Peter Turin bringing up Sound of Music. There is also, in 2 weeks' time, there's the ballet Don Quixote, and later on in September, there's the opera Tosca. So there's a host of exciting productions happening at Artscape.
Thanks again, Simone, for your time to share with us what's happening at Artscape, and also all of the best for the planning for next month. As you said, it's a long and busy Women's Month for you too. Enjoy your day and speak to you again next week.
Thank you. Until next week, goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Avril with Casey Lange on Casey 107.7.